dear citizens of the world, I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I welcome you all to the topic, Russian Affair. Priyet Rasi. The former FBI director, Robert Mueller, headed special investigation dominates news on the alleged Russian meddling in the United States 2016 presidential election. The special committee targeting then Republican presidential candidate, now elected President Donald Trump's campaign aides and members presumed interaction and meetings with key Russian officials has led to recent indictments on this matter. The U.S. actions, besides the ongoing inquiry, includes closing Consulate General in San Francisco and annexes in Washington and New York. Russia, in turn, has responded by reducing diplomatic service staff at U.S. facilities in Moscow, as confirmed by Washington-based Russia Today, RT Television Network. Russia Today, the state-funded network founded by the state-owned news agency RIA Novosti in 2005, is dedicated in promoting Russian government interests to the likes of mainstream media and others in the U.S. and elsewhere, safeguarding oligarchy, political and secret society agenda. Although RT claims the network is independent, any business, especially communication media, receiving funding that has surged from $30 million in the beginning to current $300 million from the state, obviously inclined to be subjective rather than objective. RT projecting Russian image to counteract U.S. media versions about Russia and Russian policy is a conundrum for viewers having to deal with two extremes from both sides, that is, one for and the other against, amidst missing facts from the content regardless. On propaganda, RT efforts are on par with prevalent media trend in hyperbole and falsehood in presentation of historic events and entities pertaining to the past and present time, conforming to syndicate strategy. RT transmission in three languages, namely English, Spanish, and Arabic, attracting 120 million viewership in the United States and other parts of the world, is a buffer to syndicate's media presence via CNN, Fox, and BBC worldwide. The syndicate's media control and influence on entertainment industry to deny public access to truth and factual information could be anything but freedom of press and free speech. RT, like counterparts, are not without collision on not maintaining journalistic standards and ethics that are rare and remains under attack. The journalism with accurate reporting, review, and analysis on issues and topics concerning lives and world problems are replaced for political and commercial success, ignoring the harm to society and the world at large that eventually hurts the source. As such, the citizens' fatigue in fake news and indoctrination is evident in broadcasting networks' declined rating, prompting desperate attempts to avert further deterioration. The spin zone is yet another means to continue mindless discussions lacking in substance in anything goes talk shows and programs to fill in time in the 24/7 media. United States and Russia relations might have strained due to latest developments. However, the similarities in both nations' policies on critical issues such as voting against nuclear disarmament in the UN vote past month, resistance to dissolution of UNSC, United Nations Security Council, granted veto power to 5 permanent members, namely United States, Britain, Russia, China, and France, and strengthening ties with Saudi Arabia clarify common goals. In terms of disagreements, United States and Russia have difference of opinion on Ukraine-Syrian conflict, NATO buildup through Eastern Bloc, and incursion in Baltic Sea. The U.S. occupation of Afghanistan extended into Central Asia that was previously under former Soviet Union is causing uneasiness on regional basis. Last but not the least, U.S. sanctions on Russia is not appreciated in the wake of 2016 electoral outcome, distressing those for change in game plan. On North Korea, United States sanctions against the Southeast Asian nation is welcomed by Russia. The reaction confirmed in UNSC decision with Russia and China's consensus to impose embargo on North Korea. As stated repeatedly on this website, on standoff between US and North Korea, the de-escalation via diplomacy and constructive dialogue should be the focus on both sides, retracting from respective positions with United States and ally South Korea ceasing military exercise and provocative naval drills in Korean Peninsula. North Korea on its part to suspend nuclear enhancement. Furthermore, the major nuclear powers' stance on North Korea's nuclear status would be credible upon them in possession of enormous nuclear stockpiles, never subject to independent international scrutiny, lead other nuclear and non-nuclear states in safe disposal of nuclear weapons, freeing the world from nuclear threats that are frequently exchanged in U.S. and North Korea confrontation. U.S. has also issued nuclear warnings against Iran preceding Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA Treaty. In the domestic front, Russia Today, RT, as state-represented media, is criticized for not providing opportunity to political opponents to Kremlin power. The same is applied towards any political dissent deprived from sharing thoughts and grievance on air to local and foreign audience. They are apparently considered detractors and accordingly excluded in participation on media channel. The contemporary practice to debar alternative political perspectives, especially with Russian elections on the horizon in March 2018, may not bode well for Russia in the post-communist era declared as democratic system premised on free and fair elections, allowing contenders upon meeting eligibility criteria to run for office. Then, the incident, though 11 years ago, involving independent journalist, writer, and human rights activist Anna Politkovskaya, tragic death from gunshot wounds in Moscow in 2006, deter Russian democratic evolution. The free society would create and nurture environment to question authorities without fear of incarceration, character defamation, or danger to their life. The country, as vast as Russia, with enormous potential in different fields, not barring politics, would benefit from eclectic representation that could permeate across the spectrum. The transformation is made possible with healthy debates and public forums on all topics relevant to citizens in the province and national level. Russia's membership in BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, In addition to G20 and WTO, World Trade Organization, serve economic prospects on security to combat terrorism and any foreign intrusion. The Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO, comprising Russia and former Soviet republics in Central Asia, enable neutralization. Russian economy, political stability, and national security are general expectations amongst electorate. Russia's role in international disputes are also important, whether personally that entails skirmishes at Russian border with NATO or tension related to US and North Korea, as well as ending Syrian warfare. The internal challenges like corruption undermining real progress, Chechnya seeking resolution, immigration and social dilemmas are prominent woes requiring effective measures. Russia is in the threshold of economic growth, and constraints on political choices limits the scope for broader vision necessary to sustain expansion. Finally, Vox Populi, the voice of the people from all walks of life, exercising the right to express views or concerns, and journalism in particular, not confined to state or external orientation, would demonstrate vibrant democracy. I convey my best wishes to citizens in Russia. Spasiba. Thank you. Peace to all. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I will be back with more on other issues from around the world. Thank you.